sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play. Sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play.
How did I get here? Dumb luck? Or good decisions? About marriage? Children? Money? About tomorrow?
Who matters most to you says the most about you. At MassMutual, we're owned by our policy owners, and they matter most to us. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. Ready to plan for your family's future? Contact Hoopas Financial Group at 312-347-1660.
Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's tire professionals, is the store to get your car ready for winter. Suburban Tire stocks thousands of tires from all the brand names, including Michelin, where right now you can get a $70 mail-in rebate. Rebate offer good November 10th through December 8th. Stop in now and get $20 off any oil change or $40 off coolant flush. Forget the national chains. Visit them at SuburbanTire.com for money-saving coupons or their store locations in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, or the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights. Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's premier independent tire dealer. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires 12/8/14. Void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
The granny goes to
music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Sports fans, have you considered a career in sports administration? According to Forbes, the sports industry is projected to grow by $145 billion by 2015. Join one of the fastest growing industries by completing an 18-month master's degree in sports administration at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Don't drop the ball. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Looking to make an amazing save? The Wolves have plans to fit your schedule. Call 800-THE-WOLVES. John Fox is back in Denver following his interview with the Bears for their opening at head coach, that interview taking place yesterday. And Bleacher Report's Jason Cole says Fox has the job, though there is no deal yet to report as of now. Former Panthers GM Marty Herney says Fox would be a good hire for the Bears if it happens.
He's a guy who the entire Bears organization, you go into the building, he goes through the building. Everybody in the organization loves the guy. He's great to work with. He's a good person and a good coach. So, you know, I just think I'm biased, obviously, but we had 10 good years together and won a lot of football games.
Herney with Mully and Hanley earlier today on The Score. Also in the NFL, the Cowboys have given head coach Jason Garrett a 5-year extension. And meanwhile, according to the Associated Press, the Browns have interviewed Mark Trestman. They did so yesterday for their offensive coordinator opening. The NFL has announced it's adding a new veterans combine that will feature veteran free agents, and it will take place in Arizona on March 22nd. Baseball, the Cubs have signed Felix DeBron for 1 year. That avoids arbitration. The White Sox have announced they'll retire Paul Konerko's number, 14, on May 23rd in a game at U.S. Cellular Field or prior to that game against the Twins. Major League Baseball also has awarded the San Diego Padres for the 2016 All-Star Game. Bulls take on the Celtics in Boston tomorrow. Joakim Noah, his injured ankle was reevaluated today. No word yet on whether he will be able to play tomorrow. And Cardale Jones has decided not to leave Ohio State for the NFL. He announced today that he will return for his senior season. This update brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Visit CassidyTire.com. And this week, 670 The Score is giving you a chance to win a trip to Phoenix for Super Bowl weekend, plus two tickets for the Night Before concert, which features Jason Aldean, Dierks Bentley, and Florida Georgia Line, performing live on Saturday, January 31st at U.S. Airways Center, presented by Verizon. Then you're off to the Super Bowl, thanks to Bud Light. Verizon is the official wireless service provider of Super Bowl 49, brought to you locally by Art Van Furniture and 670 The Score. 670 weather tonight, partly cloudy, low of 23. It'll be mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 29. I'm Chris Ranji on the home for Bears fans and the number one station for breaking Bears news and information, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Arlington Heights Ford. Visit ahford.com.
Boers and Bernstein.
Burns and Bornstein.
Who the hell are they?
15 years on the Score.
I understand the importance of this decision. I'm looking for the best head coach.
The availability of John Fox changes everything.
I think it makes sense.
Confidence, charisma, discipline, leadership, those type of things. The best man for the job.
The thing I like about John Fox, he's a football coach. He's not a play caller. He's a guy who's been there before. He's got a lot of experience. He's seen everything. I don't think anything would challenge him really up here.
I would be thrilled if I was a Bears fan and John Fox becomes your head coach. He's a tremendous leader.
You would almost certainly get an outstanding coaching staff, an outstanding choice.
Here's what Fox is going to do for the Bears. He's going to rebuild the defense.
He can turn a defense around very quickly. He likes to play physical football.
He is going to fix that Bears defense. That's going to be the first thing you see improve.
When a head coach gets in front of the room, he's selling his plan to the players.
Having a guy that can stand at the front of the room and have 53 guys fired up and ready to go to war for him.
And there needs to be buy-in.
Trestman was a really smart guy and a great guy. The new coach has an opportunity to do is really have a strong voice in the locker room.
You got to get a straight shooter. As a player, you'll know exactly where you stand with a guy like John Fox. He's intense, man. Foxy's that kind of guy. He keeps his hand on the pulse. You know, he's a people person.
This is hiring the right coach to lead that charge. Taking my plan, my philosophy, and pushing it in the locker room.
Dick Poop.
Chicago Sports Radio.
It's two. He's taking over. Later on, he'll be here.
All right. You heard from Ryan Pace, Mike Florio, Matt Bowen, Jim Nance, Dan Pompey, Mike Kliss, Marty Herney calling from a gurney.
Marty Herney.
Kyle Long and Hussein Muhammad. There you have it. I think everybody loves John Fox. Boers and Bernstein, we love John Fox and people. And you know, it seems to me, well, maybe not people, huh? Not so much. It seems to me that when you've already admitted that you're really not going to school, that's you're really going to school to be an athlete, the three games, my guess would be that some of the NFL teams told him, kid, you gotta play. You got to go back and play. It's not that he's, you know, I mean, to me, when reading what happened here in his announcement, what I'm reading into this is there's not enough for us to make a conclusion on you. There's nothing we can hang our hat on and say, yeah, we'll take you. My guess is that's why he's doing this. Because, you know, there's no guarantees going to play next year. None.
I just think that you have money that you can have, and then you say, no, I don't want the money.
Yeah, he announced Thursday at his high school on the east side of Cleveland that he will return to school after helping Ohio State win the championship. Jones called it an easy decision. The NFL, after three games, was out of the question for me. See, I think somebody told him that. Son, we like it, but of course I want to play in the NFL, but I want the timing to be right. The most important thing for me, football, has always been the stepping stone for my education. What? Wait a minute. Huh? That's not what you said. Wait a minute. Hold on. I don't think that's true. And I also think that when you have a baby, that it would be nice if you understood that, you know, I know education's your stepping stone, and I'll just bet get you a long way. But if I'm already a father and I have this responsibility, and you should feel some responsibility for this, and I don't know what money he'd make, but I think somebody would take him. I think at 6'5", 250, with the limited amount of time we saw him play, I mean, he clearly has some skills. He clearly has the arm. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean he's going to be an NFL star. But it means it's a way to make some money. It's a way to make some money. And at this point in life, why wouldn't you? Where's the money going to come take to the kid? You think his girlfriend has a full-time job? You think she's helping with it? What is she doing?
Well, Max says it's called opportunity cost. The days of Sam Bradford getting $47 million guaranteed are over. Even if he wins the Heisman and goes first overall, the money difference still isn't worth the risk of injury playing for free.
And, you know, there's no official word yet from Braxton Miller. JT Barrett had a broken ankle, I want to say. Broke his ankle. Remember that ugly play? Did you see that?
Yes.
Ooh, one of those things that go, oh, God. So, I mean, I don't know if either one of them has been heard from. I heard there's the Braxton Miller rumor to Florida State, where he, I guess, could play immediately. And JT Barrett, pretty good, by the way. Pretty good. So I just say if you're that talented at what you do, and I agree, certainly you're not. You played three games in college. I don't think you're going to go tear up the NFL. But I would take what you would give me and learn. It's not like the NFL quarterbacks are all so overwhelming.
Brian is next on the score. Hello, Brian.
How's it going?
Okay.
I want to know, is John Fox going to be able to be a game plan to beat Green Bay?
Okay, I think we all want to know that. Lincoln Park, Michael, you're on the score.
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
All right.
Here's my question. You're citing your source that Brandon Marshall is good as gone.
That they have wanted to, the highest levels of the organization have wanted to do that for a while.
Correct. Okay, but you said that basically they've also said that every player is up for grabs and no decision has been made. So what if Ryan Pace and John Fox?
Yeah, we were asked the question yesterday, what would happen if in the odd circumstance that Pace and Fox say, no matter what, we have to keep Brandon Marshall. I don't know what would happen. I also don't think that's going to happen because they're not stupid.
Well, I mean, I just think losing someone of Brandon Marshall's caliber.
What are you out of your mind?
No, see, that's first.
That's just wrong.
There are all kinds of reasons why you have to get rid of him. He's an immense problem on the team. Everybody hates him. You save money by cutting him, and he's on the wrong side of 30 with an injury history.
Okay, I agree with that. Now on that same note, and then I'll let you guys get off the phone with me. But
we can get off the phone with you whenever we want.
I understand that, but I'm saying I'll let you guys go. In other words, more respectfully. Sorry, but have you heard that is Brandon Marshall and Jay Cutler's relationship broken down?
Yes. Or? Why do you think he bus tossed him? That was a snake. This is the guy who's had his back the entire time, and he goes on the radio and says, yeah, I'd have buyer's remorse, too. He completely threw him under the bus. There's no relationship.
All right, thanks, guys.
He told the world that the Cutler was a mistake.
If I were you or anybody else, I would get past the Brandon Marshall thing, because the Bears have made their decision, at least. And I have no idea if the new GM or the coach could change that, but it is pretty firm what they want done. They want him gone. The day comes in March, and that's when you can expect to see him go. But I don't know why you see something that nobody else sees. There's, you know, you realize how many talented guys there are on the NFL playing end. You realize that? Oh yeah, you can't lose a guy. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
And they want to.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I don't know. Roberto in Villa Park, you are on the score.
Hey, guys, acknowledging the defensive problems, how can you guys say that the Bears cannot win next year? With the offense they have, with
what Martellus offense Bennett. Do they have?
Well, Martellus Bennett, he was a stud this year.
What, did Cutler, you watch the games last year? Tell me what offense they had. What
again,
offense did they have?
How can they have an offense with a head coach who was proven in Canada? Come on.
Oh, okay, so, all right, yeah, all right. They did the year before.
Again, John Fox can get a better defense than whatever they have right now. And they can still do it. I mean, Jeffries, Forte, are
it's
you guys
Jeffrey.
Forgetting
it's
about
not
all these guys?
Jeffries. It's Jeffrey. Jeffrey. Yeah,
here's what we're not all forgetting, right, Jeffrey, who they actually are.
Jeffrey, that's a problem we all have here in Chicago. But
who? What's your problem who all has in Chicago?
A bunch of people call him Jeffrey. But anyhow.
And they're all wrong.
Yeah, get his name right.
Yes,
if you're going to trumpet him, get his name right. That's all.
So, with the offense they have, and with a
What offense? What offense
they
have?
Who they have?
Their offense is awful.
Jeffrey, Cutler, they talk about...
Don't just list names. Talk about their offense. Don't just give me a list of names.
The offense, the O-line is good. It can be great.
No, it can't.
No, it can't. It might be competent. Yeah, it's a long way from great.
It's not going to be great.
So let's say it's that way. There's been many teams.
Why is it important to you that in next year the Bears are some kind of a contender in this odd world you live in? What difference does that make? Do you know what? You want this thing done the right way?
I do.
Well, then don't worry about next year.
But how can you rule them out for next year? They have a lot of talent. They have people on the
What talent do they have?
And look at the division they're in. They're the worst team in their division.
Yeah, you're not even better than the Vikings at this point.
Jeffrey and Marshall.
Hey, stop getting... No, he won't. And Roberto, you're the worst team in your own division. You realize that, right?
I do.
No, you don't.
No, apparently you don't.
Well, there's
you play two games against each team in your division, and the Bears aren't better than any of the teams in their division. You realize that.
Right. But you
okay,
look
no, no, stop. Stop it right. Stop it right.
You look at Baltimore.
I'm not looking at Baltimore. I'm looking at the Bears. That's what you called about.
Exactly. That's...
Okay. Exactly. And right and all that. And then he's got... This is really...
And actually, for the future, when you need so many things and so many players, any kind of dead cat bounced by this team would actually be a bad idea. It'll be fool's gold, and if it happens, I don't think it's going to happen. And I guess Roberto has a different TV than we do. He's seeing something that I don't see. This team struggled mightily to score. Mightily to score. And the defense was not very good. Maybe it can be better. I'm sure it'll be better. But I don't think you're better than Minnesota. I don't think you are.
They have a quarterback.
Yep. You got a lot of work to do, dude. Lions beat you twice. Packers beat you twice. I mean, turn around into contender. We just let John Fox do his thing. Don't get caught up in next year. Just let him do. Let him do what he has to do.
Very strange.
Let Ryan Pace do what he has to do.
Teddy says, here's a distillation of the callers to this show in the past 2 days. The Bears make me angry because they didn't go all the way and fire Ted Phillips, a meddler who doesn't like hiring proven coaches. Even though Ryan Pace is about to hire John Fox, who won't matter anyway because you're stuck with Jay Cutler, even though the new regime will move on from him in a year tops, which doesn't mean anything because Mel Tucker hasn't been fired, even though he was told to start looking for a new job since the Bears are rebuilding, which we don't have the patience for because the team was bad this year and we're angry. That does sum it up.
That's
unfortunately,
true.
that's kind of it.
Yep. Unfortunate. Unfortunate. And all the Brandon Marshall love is added in today. Throw that as another little. All that love is in today now, too. And that mysterious great offense the Bears have.
I think you'll find some players who end up better just because they're coached better. But The lack of perspective of understanding exactly what the Bears are doing. I mean, just...
is amazing.
Look at the big picture. Look at what they're attempting to do. And so far, succeeding.
Yeah. Yeah.
That from the very highest level, from the matronly owner herself, they've decided that Tressman and Emery was a massive, incredibly expensive mistake. And they decide to move on. And they aim high. For a GM, and they're aiming high for a coach, and they're breaking out of their comfort zone where they've lived comfortably.
You ain't kidding.
For half a century, and now still all of this is. What about the draft? What about Jimmy Clausen? I mean, understand what's happening here. They got Jeffries.
Yeah, and he did it again, by the way, after he told them it wasn't. He said, well, all do it. Bears fans do it. Well, then you're all stupid.
Yeah, then you're hanging out
with
a lot of...
Get in the room with them. Yeah, don't get in the room with them.
Get out of the room. In East Chicago, Mark is on the score.
First off, let me say I am in complete agreement that Brandon Marshall needs to go. He is a clown. He is a distraction. He makes my blood boil. I hear his voice, and I have to turn off the television or the radio. I can't stand the guy.
Right.
However, before Ryan Pace was hired, both of you guys reported that your guys at Howard
Hall... This is the third call we've taken on this now. We're going to answer the same way every time.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear the other calls.
Okay, this is the third call.
Well, what is your point?
You're saying you're going to ask, what if Ryan Pace and John Fox want to keep Brandon Marshall?
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is your guys reported that Brandon Marshall is gone.
Yeah. Right.
But Ryan Pace came out at his press conference and says he makes all player decisions.
That's what I'm saying. That's what you're asking. This is the third time we've answered it. And if, in fact, he decides that he wants to keep Brandon Marshall, I don't know what happens.
I don't know.
However, he's not going to decide that.
And nothing can happen. Nothing's going to happen until March.
I hope you're right.
Nothing's going to happen until March.
I hope you're right. I can't stand this guy.
Okay. That was what he was going to ask.
See? All right. Now I need a drink.
You have the score.
Listen to the Spiegel and Manilli Show featuring 16-year Bears veteran Patrick Manilli, 9-1 on the score.
They had terrible doubts and concerns about Pete Carroll.
You know what fixed questions, though? A franchise quarterback.
They didn't know it in Seattle. Didn't know it in Seattle. In Seattle, they thought they were going with Matt Flynn.
The Spiegel and Manilli Show, middays 9-1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Memo to anybody in Ann Arbor. Can you please get Jim Harbaugh off of Twitter? I don't think that Twitter fits him any better than those trousers that he's rocking do. First of all, starting with his handle, @CoachJim4UM. What? Was somebody squatting on @HarbaughBeatBuckeyesGymCoach? Hey, but give him this. At least his tweets will melt your timeline. Quote, happy anniversary to me and my lovely wife, Sarah. End quote. Oh, no, he didn't. Straight fire. I can't wait until December when Coach blasts the world with happy birthday to me, 51 spankings tonight, LOL. And today he dusted off, attacking this day with enthusiasm unknown to mankind. End of quote. Jim, straight fire, more like wet blanket. Unfollow. I'm Jim Rome.
This is Big Doug Buffon, and I hate going to the dentist. I mean, I'd prefer to get knocked out by Obradovich. But when I have to, the only place I'll go to is Webster Dental Care. My family and I have been going to Webster Dental Care for over 30 years. The professional care, respect, and gentle touch make going to the dentist darn easy. Never thought I'd say that. With 7 Chicagoland locations, it's easy to get to no matter where you are. So whether you're in major need or just haven't been for a while, go see my friends at Webster Dental Care on the web at webdentalchicago.com. Tell them Big Doug sent you and get $100 off on your first visit.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Musicians, right now during Guitar Center's January clearance event, it's your chance to get the instrument of your dreams at a price you never dreamed of, up to 70% off. Now through Sunday, save big with incredibly discounted prices throughout the store. Like an M Audio keyboard controller, just $49, or a Boom mic stand, just $19. Plus, visit GuitarCenter.com for even more deals. But remember, every store has its own selection, and you have to hurry to get what you're looking for. Don't miss Guitar Center's January clearance event, now through Sunday.
Every week, listeners are still winning big money at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. With One Week Fantasy, the action starts again every week. Right through the playoffs, you can pick your team in minutes, anytime you want, and be on your way to winning instant cash. So join in on what hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans have already discovered. Head over to DraftKings.com now and enter the promo code SCORE to play for free. DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter SCORE for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
News.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
In an effort to try to get people maybe on the right side of things here, and I would only do this because there seemed to be some kind of a disconnect with idiots. So let's try to make a connection here. Long ago, before this season was over, my guy and your guy, they're not the same guy. My guy is certainly not your guy. He doesn't know who you deal with. I don't know who you deal with. So told me that Dr. Death was going to get fired. And this is like a month before the season, if I recall, wasn't it? I'll be damned. Dr. Death got fired. Okay. I don't know about Phil Emmer. I wasn't here. As MVK, he was fired while I was gone. I don't know. So that's a pretty good call. That's pretty good that he was right about that. Your guy's right about that. Yesterday, I got a call early, about 12:30 or something. It says John Fox is going to be the next Bears coach. John Fox is going to be the coach. That's long before Jason Cole put out a report. Your guy had exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly the same thing. The Brandon Marshall comes from my guy. He said they just hate him. They want him gone. And in March, when they can save some, that's what they're going to do. And I'm not sure the new coaching staff can do anything about it. It might have been made clear to them that they don't want that as part of it. I don't know. But if I were you, I'd be very reluctant to challenge that kind of stuff that you've seen from us. I'd be very reluctant to challenge
it. It was also nice that I was told that part of the impetus for the firing of both Tressman and Emery was a direct appeal from Virginia McCaskey to her son, who was in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that later that day is when he described her as pissed off. And there are people who know stuff who are involved in what's going on.
Yeah, my guy's no longer involved, but he's somebody who's very close to it. He's involved with him, friend of a long time. So I still got the. I just would be very. I step very lightly around challenging what we tell you in many cases. Not always, but in this case in particular, I think that our coverage of the Bears as a show has been pretty damn good.
Jeff is in West Chicago, and he's on the score.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question, guys.
Is this Jack in Milwaukee? I think they had that button confused. Jack, this is Jack. Okay. Jeff's next. Go ahead, Jack.
Our guy, Jeff.
No, this guy's the troll.
I want to know why you guys call Mark Trestman Dr. Death.
Because he killed Bears football.
Right.
But he has to have knowledge, otherwise he never would have been hired.
This idiot. The cycle of stupid for the day. Now we're all the way back to he's not an idiot.
A Mark Trestman defender.
Yeah.
That's the second guy we've had to dump today. You can't swear on the radio.
And you also really should try to avoid being that damn stupid. Really. Think about that. Being that damn stupid, that should be a crime. Should be somebody right now pulling you out of your car. Idiot.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. The Wolves are home tomorrow night against Lake Erie and Saturday against division rival Rockford. There is no deal done just yet, but Jason Cole of Bleacher Report says the Bears will pick John Fox as their next head coach. Former Bear Musin Muhammad says he likes that hire, but says Fox would bring in offensive help as well.
He's a guy that's probably going to have to bring somebody in to be a true head coach kind of guy on the offense. We had Dan Henning here the year we went to the Super Bowl. So you need that kind of guy that can take command of the offense because Foxy is he's a great communicator, great talker.
Muhammad played in Carolina under Fox. He was on Spiegel and Manley show today. The Associated Press reporting the Browns interviewed Mark Trestman yesterday for their vacant offensive coordinator position. The Raiders have officially announced the hiring of Jack Del Rio as their head coach, and Jason Garrett gets a 5-year extension in Dallas. No word yet on the severity of the ankle injury to Joakim Noah. He left last night's loss to the Wizards and walked out of the arena in a walking boot. The Bulls will play the Celtics tomorrow. White Sox have announced they're going to hold Paul Konerko's number retirement ceremony at U.S. Cellular Field May 23rd prior to a game against Minnesota. And for the Cubs, Felix DeBron has signed a 1-year contract that avoids arbitration. Also, Cardale Jones has announced he will return to Ohio State for his senior season instead of entering the NFL draft. This update brought to you by Sports Mockery. Download the Sports Mockery app. Search Sports Mockery. Stay on top of all of your Chicago sports news and events by following 670 The Score on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm Chris Ranji on the home for Bears fans and the number one station for breaking Bears news and information, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You know, we've had a lot of days in almost 16 years here on Boris and Bernstein, and boy, this one, whew.
Yeah, this has been pretty special. There have been some things.
You know, it's not what I expected, that volume. I mean, I still expect to hear the same thing from a lot of people, and they just don't know any better, so they want to hear themselves. But the volume, it's a constant drumbeat, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't end. One dumbass after another with the same stuff. I mean, okay.
All right.
I had to get that off my chest. This is
Jeff in West Chicago. He should help us out. Hi, Jeff.
And speaking of dumbasses, here I am.
Hello.
After listening to the phone calls the past couple of days, Bears calls, I've come to the conclusion that Bears fans are just as stupid as Cub fans. But that's just me. My question is, the hierarchy voiced their displeasure with Marshall, yet Emery just gave him a contract extension 6 months ago. Did they voice their displeasure when he was offered the contract 6 months ago?
No, that's not their. They don't interfere.
I understand that, but did they let Emery know that even though that was his decision, that was something they wouldn't be in favor of?
No, until it got to the point where they felt strongly enough that
this year, Jeff.
It was just this year.
Yeah,
and
this
year. They don't. It's Emery's a top football guy. Emory makes those decisions.
And that's good. That's good that they didn't interfere. I was just wondering if they had voiced that.
No.
No. He acted like an idiot.
And everybody was hopeful that it was still going to work, remember? I mean, everybody, right. Nobody thought he was going to go off the rails like he did this year.
What prompted that? I mean,
he's a crazy person.
I know, but he told the line for 2.5, 3 years. I know that's his MO. He just went off the deep end.
That's how it happens with him. That's what everybody warned us about. They said, you know, he'll be fine and then it'll go bad. And that's
sure enough, it's what
everybody predicted, and there it was.
It can't last. That's what I was told. It can't last. It never has, and they don't expect it to, even though he was Mr. Let me tell you about this, and let me tell you about that, and I'll come on and talk about this, and how I beat this, and all this other stuff. When, in point of fact, that press conference last year, believe me, that you talk about peeing people off? That what they told him not to do it, and he did it anyway. Made a complete ass of himself and the franchise that allows him to go up there waving something that's absolutely not true. You think you needed 42 or 43 minutes just on how great I am?
No, with documents that had been already judged to be false in court. Statements that had been proven false under oath.
I think a lot of it, I think, you know, the locker room incident, I mean, all this stuff added up. And it was all within the last 6 months. But he did. He if he held the rails for a while, he didn't hold the rails at all. And plus the fact, as you point out, he's past 30, injuries are galore, and he's not a guy that avoids many tackles. He's going to keep getting hit and probably getting hit low.
And you save $4 million.
Yep. And really, and it's a great question. If Ryan Pace can make that decision, or John Fox can say, hey, by the way, can we keep him? And my gut feeling would be they'd tell him, no, you can't. We don't want him around. We are the owners. We don't want him around. We're not going to make other decisions for you, but this one, because of the level that he's bothered us, no. That would be my gut instinct.
Mark in Roselle, welcome to the Score. Hi, Mark. Oh, good Lord.
Mm-hmm. Boy, who are you crapping with? Promise, huh? I hope the emails are good. I'm sure they are, but
Mark?
Yeah, Mark is busy.
Wonderful. Well, have a happy new year. And
he doesn't even know he's on the radio.
Yeah, he doesn't know. Have a happy new year.
You should do quite well. It's a great location.
Why does he call, by the way, when he wants to do this?
I don't know. You call, and then you don't want to talk. You're talking to somebody else.
I don't quite get the point to it.
Mm-hmm. Romeoville, this is Zeke on WSCR.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I've got Pete Carroll's pedigree or what have you in front of me right now, and I feel like the whole question about if he's the right coach is being looked at wrong. It's like we're looking at it as if he's a player, like he has physical limitations to like what his ceiling is. Like Carroll had failures as a head coach. The thing is, I don't think he's too old. I think he's actually prime because he's experienced enough schemes to know why he was good when he was good and why it was bad when he was bad. So we could put this together. And I got one more thing.
I hope so.
I got one more thing. One thing that will surprise you. If he does get hired, I'll make a bold prediction. Cornelius Washington is going to shoot out of the ceiling because a 4-3 coach like Fox, I think he'll really benefit. I'll go ahead and hang up and listen to you, boss.
Well, people think he's talented. I mean, put a list together. I mean, I think everybody should have a list of guys for whom you're hopeful under a new coaching staff. That's fine. That's cool. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons for well-placed, reasonable optimism. So go ahead. Put him on your list and say, all right, maybe fresh eyes on Cornelius Washington, and maybe it's Dennis Allen, or maybe it's somebody else who says, all right. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to – nobody should be begrudged any of these thoughts or possibilities of who can break through. Chances are somebody will.
Yeah, I think somebody will. I think somebody will. I think just better coaching, different attitude – not such the stuff that was going on last year. I think it can make a difference. And I think most people who do it for a living tell you it makes a difference. So, I mean, I know John Fox knows how to do that.
If it doesn't make a difference, they're wasting a lot of time.
They're wasting a lot of time.
St. Petersburg, Florida. Lou is on WSCR.
Lou Piniella.
Hey, guys. Happy 23rd anniversary of the Score. I've been listening since day one.
With
it's been tough listening on hold. I'll be direct. Ernie Corsi when he was retained, I was so happy. And it seems that they've taken his advisement through this process. And now that the coach is about to sign, my question is there any course he going to stay on in some sort of role to not only advise Ryan Pace, but to help John Fox put together a staff? And then furthermore, after the draft.
I don't think Fox needs a course he's helping putting a staff together.
I think that's it for a course. His job will be over once John Fox is announced. His job
then
is
he's
over.
Not going to help Ryan Pace after the draft to go through the scouting department because that thing needs to be revamped.
Ryan Pace is already doing that. He's already making moves there. Yeah, I think once the coach is in place, Ernie Accorsi's job is done.
Goes back and relaxes with that thing on his head.
Back to the golf course and he can feed the animal that lives on his head. Right.
Yeah, I don't think he's, he wants no job. That's how you make the fast cash. You help him find people, put together a nice list, you sit in the interviews, you do all that stuff, and you feel like you're in your money. If you found the right people for a team, this one fell into your lap. But no, he doesn't want to stay there and do personnel or any of this stuff. And if he did, he wouldn't, he probably would stay where he was. He doesn't want to do it. Wait, so he sit there forever advising you? No.
Nah, doesn't need it.
No, his work is almost done here. I'm sure that he's already thinking about, okay, he might have already been gone. Because all you're doing now is getting what day you want to make your announcement. And then when you want to have your press conference. The rest of it, I think, is just about done or close enough so that you know who the coach is going to be. Your general manager is hired. All the heavy lifting is done now. Now it's up to those two guys.
That's Terry Boers, and I'm Dan Bernstein, and Who You Crappin' Is at 5. You have The Score.
The Score is your home for every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. Our coverage starts Sunday at 1 p.m. with the NFC Championship game in Seattle featuring the Packers and the defending Super Bowl champion Seahawks.
Wilson throws over the middle, caught by his tight end Luke Wilson, inside the 15, breaks the tackle at the 10 and into the end zone.
Followed by the AFC Championship game in New England as the Colts take on the Patriots.
Brady's got it, looks, fires, over the middle, caught, touchdown.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. NFL playoff football on The Score is a presentation of Westwood One Sports and Rockin' Refuel, available in the dairy case at...
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
Musicians, right now during Guitar Center's January clearance event, it's your chance to get the instrument of your dreams at a price you never dreamed of, up to 70% off. Now through Sunday, save big with incredibly discounted prices throughout the store. Like an M Audio keyboard controller just $49 or a Boom mic stand just $19. Plus, visit GuitarCenter.com for even more deals. But remember, every store has its own selection and you have to hurry to get what you're looking for. Don't miss Guitar Center's January clearance event, now through Sunday.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
It's music's biggest night.
Grammy nominee.
The Grammy goes to...
the 57th Annual Grammy Awards.
And the winner is...
such a high honor.
It is not sunk in yet.
And Radio.com and People Magazine want to send you to see your favorite artist take the stage. Win tickets to the Grammys. Round trip airfare for two to Los Angeles and hotel stay. Enter now at Radio.com/Grammys-sweepstakes. The 57th Annual Grammy Awards. February 8th, only CBS.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Just purchased the new iPhone 6 and are concerned about dropping it or damaging the screen? With the iPhone 6 bundle from Trend Envy, you'll never have to worry. The slim case cover maximizes protection to your phone while still allowing direct access to all the phone features. It is scratch-resistant, stress-resistant, and impact-resistant. Now through CBS Local Offers, get this bundle for just $30. That's 50% off. Take advantage of this limited-time offer at offers.cbslocal.com.
CBS Chicago Weather App makes it easy to check your weather on the go. Get real-time local updates from our trusted meteorologists and stay informed with hourly, daily, and 10-day forecasts. Explore interactive maps, receive severe weather warnings, and even share your weather photos with the CBS Chicago Newsroom. Plus, watch exclusive video updates from our weather experts at CBS 2 and WBBM News Radio. Download the CBS Chicago Weather App at either the iTunes Store or Google Play.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Conference. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Now it's time for 10 Seconds of Glory. Record your own 10 Seconds of Glory by downloading the free Audio Roadshow app for your smartphone. Today's question is...
Why is it taking the Bears so long to announce their next coach?
Mark Trussman's toolbox of concepts is too heavy to move out of the office.
Because it's a process, and that process is ongoing.
Michael McCaskey's running the Bears Ouija board, and it keeps us spelling Ditka.
This has been your 10 Seconds of Glory on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, that's a bad situation. But it's been bad for a long time.
Yes, it has. It didn't help any. 446 Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to score. Top of the hour, baby!
Who are you crapping?
Yeah, I know, coach. Well, you know what? I'll hold hope that who you crapping will be great.
Why?
Despite the phone calls today.
Well, we're still holding out hope.
Yes.
We got time
Maddie
here.
And
No, I got time here that they're going to make the announcement before 5.
Oh, so that we would have who you're grabbing?
Yeah, so we got time.
Okay.
Well. We got 14 minutes.
Got some calls ahead of that, like this one from Dave in Schaumburg. Hi, Dave.
Hello?
Well, he said hello, Dave. I don't know what else you need to say hello, but... Okay. That must be... Is there something I'm missing in today's world? There's something beyond hello, Dave?
You know, I can give you Dave's question.
Okay.
Because it started out this way. Here's something I haven't heard anyone talk about.
Oh, okay. No.
And he wanted to know if you guys thought Ryan Pace would be able to restructure Jay Cutler's contract.
No, he didn't. You're making that
no,
up.
No, I'm not. I'm not making it up. That's why he was up first.
Oh.
And if they could amnesty Rose.
Wow. Oh. Now I'm getting a stomach ache. I'm really getting like an irpy.
Yeah, I know. Jim in Woodstock, welcome to the score.
Hey, how you guys doing? Quick question.
We're fine.
I don't get a chance to listen very much, but have you guys discussed if they sign John Fox and Jack Del Rio being in Oakland and Oakland's coach is being spread around, the possibility of open trades throughout the league with some of these relationships that John Fox has and how that could help the Bears?
What? Open trades? What does that mean?
I don't know what it means.
Do you know what he's talking about?
Nope.
I don't either.
I do not. But
in Bluegrass, Iowa, Andrew, you're on WSCR.
Yeah, hey, guys. This isn't really about the new hire or anything, but I've always wondered why Troy Aikman hasn't gone into coaching, possibly as a quarterback coach or, you know, something like that. He seems very knowledgeable.
Because he makes a ton of money at what he does without the sweat.
For a living, that's way better.
Yeah, you know, those coaching jobs compared to what he makes now.
For him to be some kind of grunt in a room watching tape, are you out of your mind?
Yeah, true. I guess you guys are right, but I don't know. I thought he might like want to have the glory.
He's never indicated that.
The glory. He's won Super Bowls.
Yeah, so
what glory is there in sitting in a dark room watching tape and talking to
He's not one of those guys that who's like Elway, whose life is bad if he loses the game, and he doesn't want it to be that way. He wants to enjoy himself.
Hey, I love you guys' show. I just wanted to call in. Thanks for putting me on.
All right. Well, maybe we won't do it again.
In Bluegrass, Iowa.
Yeah, boy. I mean, you know, those jobs pay a handsome sum, and there's no sitting around watching film and endless tape and other stupid meetings and everything else that goes with a coach. You make a lot more money doing that. Why would you not continue to do that?
Have you guys ever wondered why George Clooney doesn't go back to, like, doing local community theater? You know, get back to the people. At all.
Back to the people.
Hello.
Come back to
people. I'll hang up and wait for your guys' response.
Come back to people.
Thank you.
You're loving this, aren't you, Matt?
He is.
Come back to people.
He's not.
Come on, George. Come back to people. Okay. Okay. Walk through the door. I get $20 million.
Hey, did you guys see his award he received for the Golden Globes?
No.
The Lifetime Achievement?
Oh, it was a very funny setup, too, at the beginning, talking about his wife and all that she's done. And, of course, it's her husband getting a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, that wasn't part of the award presentation, though. That was their opening monologue.
Right.
Yeah, that was funny. What wasn't funny was the actual presentation of the award from Juliana Margulies and Don Cheadle.
What happened?
It was just terrible.
Really?
Yeah, it was awful. Yeah, it was really bad. You know, it was that really uncomfortable, forced, trying to be funny, not funny thing, and it was bad.
I did not see that part.
Yeah.
Which, the two that gave it to him or George trying
to
be funny?
No, the two that gave it to him.
How did Juliana Margulies look, though?
Not good.
Really?
Yeah. Don Cheadle looked better.
Well, did you pour champagne through his crack?
I'll tell you what, you've come to the right place.
That's right.
Tell Steve Croft,
Governor.
Steve Croft might show up for that too. Hey,
he was there for the post party.
He had pink and brown, and he's got a bottle of Dom.
Yeah, that was a good post show party that he hosted.
I can imagine.
Yep.
A special award for lifetime ass drinking.
Champagne room
goes to
the nominees are Steve Croft, and Steve Croft. And once again, our winner for champagne ass drinking
champagne room
is Steve Dick Croft. Poop. No, it's not Dick. No,
Dick Poop. Dick Pope for Mr. Turner.
Oh man.
Yeah, if my grandmother basically, yep. You know, basically. Had whatever, she'd be my uncle.
Whatever. You can say junk.
That's
whatever.
That's quote of the year next year,
yeah, I think so. Well, Dick Poop was bad, and Dick Pope did whatever. I mean, that's not too bad, but that Les thing is...
He sounds like he would run with Steve Croft.
Les?
Oh, no, sure. Dick Poop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure he would. Oh, yeah.
It's his buddy.
Yep. He's got bottles of champagne.
That's the brand of champagne.
For achievement in cinematography, the nominees are Emmanuel Lubezki for Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance, Robert Yeoman for The Grand Budapest Hotel, Lukasz Jal and Richard Lenchowski for Ida. Dick Pope for Mr. Turner, and Roger Deakins for Unbroken.
That's Steve Croft.
That's Steve Croft.
Label champagne. No, Dick Poop. Steve Croft. What kind of champagne you drink there? Dick Poop?
Yep.
Dick Poop. Dick Poop.
That would be Dick Poop.
Oh.
But, you know, if my grandmother had whatever.
That, I mean, come on.
Be my uncle.
If my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle.
Yeah, if my grandmother basically, you know, had whatever, she'd be my uncle.
And the horse that rode in on them.
Basically had whatever.
And the horse that rode in on them.
The court of the year might already be over.
Basically had whatever.
Yeah, if my grandmother basically, you know, had whatever, she'd be my uncle.
Yeah, we're doing the court of the year show tomorrow. It's done. There's no reason to wait till December. And it'll be Tandy's first one, so it'll be good.
Every year it's his first one.
Looking forward to it.
It'll be good to, you know, get one under his belt. I mean, between the callers and the Dick Poop and my grandmother's basically and Ronji not turning his mic on for his
updates. Yeah, he didn't turn his mic on at 3 o'clock.
Hall of Fame broadcast.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
He just didn't have his microphone on?
He didn't have his mic on.
He claims he did, but he didn't.
It didn't. No, he can claim whatever he wants
right,
to.
He can, right, he can claim true. To be a man, too, but we all know the truth.
Wow. Deep breath. Serenity.
All right, we got 6 minutes for this news to break, so fingers crossed.
Still open.
I wish.
Has someone lied to you? Has someone misled you? Has someone told you a half-truth, a complete falsehood, engaged in an act of verbal hypocrisy?
Hey, buddy.
If so, thankfully, we hope, now is that time to call and expose that person. Don't expose yourself. 312-644-6767.
Hey, buddy. Who are you crapping?
Returns in moments on The Score.
Yeah, if my grandmother basically, you know, had whatever, she'd be my uncle.
The Bears now focus all their efforts on hiring a new head coach. Keep it here as our team of Bears experts continues to analyze a full list of potential candidates. And remember, as soon as news breaks, we'll have all the details on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state. An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732. 800-825-0732. 800-825-0732.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Shows and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Roscoe Lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
thinning, receding hair, do something about it right now. With Dr. Ken Stein, his patented Artist robotic technology will give you a permanent fuller head of hair without scars or sutures. Call 312-806-2203. Do it now. You're back at work the next day. Enjoy your own natural head of hair. Call 312-806-2203. Get $500 off. 312-806-2203 or find us on the web at hairrestorationspecialists.com.
And now, another smash hit from Flo. Progressive Mobile is always with you, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo.
With Progressive Mobile, you can buy and manage a policy from your phone, yeah. It goes wherever you go, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo. Ooh, yeah, well, don't call her Mary, don't call her Jo. Her name is Mary Jo, and she's invisible.
Progressive Mobile. Insurance made easy. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us